Hello, denizens of planet Earth. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Bloy podcasting to you from the Starship Think on These Things, a starship of the imagination. Think on These Things is sponsored by StarsGazette.com website. StarsGazette.com is committed to enhancing the understanding of the different types of insurances and their advantages and disadvantages. In the previous podcast, we discussed annuities, and that included variable life and universal life insurance, where they have a separate account besides the death benefit. These separate accounts can earn interest and accumulate cash for other uses. This podcast, we will discuss immediate and deferred annuities. We will start this podcast by introducing the four people involved in an annuity. Contract owner is the person or the couple who buys the annuity and has certain rights. The contract owner has the right to name or change the annuitant, name or change the beneficiary, choose the payout option, add more money or take withdrawals, and surrender or terminate the agreement whenever he chooses. Annuitant, which is the insured, is similar to the insured in a life insurance policy. They are chosen by the owner to receive the income payments during the annuitization. The annuitant life expectancy is used to determine their amount of the guaranteed payments. The annuitant must be an individual, a natural person, cannot be a corporation or trust. The annuitant does not have the power to make withdrawals, deposits, change the name of the parties to the agreement or terminate the contract. They must also sign the annuity contract, and usually the contract owner and the annuity and the annuitant is the same. Beneficiary has no voice in the control or management of the annuity and only benefits upon the death of the contract owner. The beneficiary can be a natural person or an entity like a trust or a corporation. The insurer is the party who issues the annuity contract. Representing the insurer may be a local bank, a financial planner, a brokerage firm, or an agent. To sum this part of the podcast up, insurance companies create both annuities and life insurance policies. While both have features that resemble each other, their purpose is very different. Life insurance provides money for when you die to pay for any remaining bills, the cost of the funeral, or give money to a loved one, or for any other financial obligation or desire they might wish to fulfill, even in death. Annuities provide tax-deferred savings for retirement. Annuities are often called upside-down life insurance policies. Both offer a death benefit to a named beneficiary. However, that's where the comparison stops. An immediate annuity is structured to provide current income, and a deferred contract's payout is a specific date in the future. After paying a lump sum premium, an immediate annuity or single premium immediate annuity provides an individual with an income that may begin as soon as a month after purchase or maybe be delayed for up to 1 year. The funds in the contract accumulate on a tax-deferred basis. When payments begin, the portion of each payment that is attributed to the interest is subject to taxes. The rest is treated as a return of principal and therefore is tax-free. A single premium immediate annuity pays a monthly income immediately. The first payment would be made after a delay of one payment interval or period. The earliest an income payment could be made is 1 month. The latest payment can start in 1 year. Unlike immediate annuities, deferred annuities do not start an income stream immediately. With deferred annuities, the annuity owner chooses the premium amount and the frequency of premium payments. Accumulated funds may be withdrawn at any time, subject to a possible surrender charge. Lastly, the deferred annuity owner is not required to annuitize the contract. Thank you very much, denizens of planet Earth, for your indulgence. And until we rendezvous again, I bid you farewell and let the forces be with you. And remember to visit starsgazette.com or send us an email whenever you have a question or you have something to contribute. Again, thank you much.